Hi, April Harrison, HARRISON, 4577, 10/30, 2025. 48-year-old woman comes in, states that I have shingles on my butt, in quotation. Patient has developed herpes zoster on the buttocks on the right side, period. New paragraph. When asked what kind of stress she's on, she started crying. She said she's been moving, she's married, but her husband is not helping her too much, and she's having a lot of hard time at work, period. She's definitely not suicidal in big letters, period. She also has a history of Hashimoto thyroiditis. Last time we checked her thyroid TSH was 66, and she never started her medication until last week, and what she started was something natural. I told her that's probably the cause of her stress, the way she feels, the way she is dealing with life, and the fact that she's developed shingles. She's going to get back on her Synthroid 75 microgram ASAP, and we're going to slowly increase it. I did not do another TSH today because I expect her to be quite high, period. She doesn't have any swelling of the legs. She's had some hair loss. She had some constipation issues all related to her thyroid, and, of course, her mental status is definitely something that needs to be evaluated, period. New paragraph. She also has a history of morbid obesity and fatty liver, was placed on GLP-1, which the insurance company refused to pay. Only medication she's taking is progesterone, not from this office, and natural thyroid medicine, and now we just added Synthroid 75 microgram, period. Her last TSH was 66 back in January, period. We talked about that at length today. Family history is positive for diabetes, hypertension, no cancer. Maintenance, she's never been interested in a colonoscopy, but she says she'll do a Cologuard. Mammogram, she's still not interested in, big letters. Medical problems, Hashimoto thyroiditis. Surgery, no recent surgery. Allergy, none. She gets her progesterone from the OB-GYN doctor, and we're not responsible for that medication or the sequelae or side effects of it, period. New paragraph. She's alert. She's awake. She's in no distress today, except for she's in slight pain because of the herpes zoster on her buttocks on the right side. 218 pounds compared to earlier this year was 7 pounds down, 98.7, 98, 20, 76, 148 over 78. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows, no JVD, skin shows, no rash, no rash except for the vesicles consistent with herpes zoster on the right buttocks. Lower extremity shows no edema. Assessment number one, H. zoster. Number two, acyclovir 800 milligram five times a day. Number three, lots of liquid. Number four, Hashimoto thyroiditis. Number five, TSH of 66. Number six, start Synthroid 75 microgram once a day. Number seven, come back in 3 weeks. Next number, she's probably going to need around 150 microgram of Synthroid, but will slowly increase it because of heart issues. Next number, Tramadol 50. Number 10, given for pain. Next number, Neurontin 100 milligram. Number 30, given for nerve pain. Next number, I'll put in there somewhere social. She's married. She has no children. She has been under a lot of stress because of moving and other life issues, but she tells me she's definitely not interested in hurting herself or others. And then she does smoke at least half a pack a day. She doesn't drink alcohol on a regular basis. Last period was 2 weeks ago. Allergy was none. And then come back to assessment that we talked about, zoster, Hashimoto thyroiditis. Never, never, ever stop taking your Synthroid. We need to get the right dose. Next number, check TSH in 3 weeks. Next number is come back in 3 days, if not better. Next number is no sign of infection. Next number is no cream or salve, S-A-U-V-E, needed to put on this. Next number, cut that back on smoking, but we'll talk about this more. Next number is not interested in colonoscopy. Next number is I talked to Cologuard. Next number, she was given time to explain her situation and had a long talk with her regarding life issues, and we'll see her in 3 weeks to recheck her TSH, and she'll see me in 1 to 3 days, if not better. Thank you.